About 24 fourth graders crowd the lobby of a building at the Narragansett Bay Commission in Providence. They're going to take a tour of the Fields Point Wastewater Treatment Facility.
So, who's going to tell me what wastewater is?
Wastewater is water that has waste in it, and it's like bad for the water. It can come from your toilet, your shower, and your sink.
Yeah, so anywhere in your house or at school or a business that there's dirty water or even some of the storm drains on the side of the road, that all becomes wastewater and it goes into the sewer.
Leading kids through the wastewater treatment plant is what Cynthia Morissette does as education coordinator at the Narragansett Bay Commission. The agency's program offers this opportunity to several schools in the neighborhoods serviced by its treatment plants. After the tour, the students hop back into their bus to go to the 10 Mile River just a few minutes away from their school. Morissette meets them there.
Because this is the most fun part, right? We're going to get to look for critters to see how healthy the water is. Yay.
The critters tell the students a lot about the water quality of the 10 Mile River. In small groups, the students crouch over large white dish bins set up on picnic tables and over the grass. They're full of water collected from the river. Wearing gloves, these fourth graders spoon out different types of bugs and sort them. Even just a spoonful of water has lots of macroinvertebrates, as they're known by their scientific name. The kids look at their journals and data sheets to identify what type of bugs they're finding.
That's a scud bug. He's in the middle column, so what does that tell us about the health of the water so far?
He's a group two invertebrates need mostly clean water to live, but can tolerate certain kinds of pollution.
Yeah, so he's, you know, in that group, if there's certain types of metals and things in the water, he might still be okay, but if the water starts to get really unhealthy, then we start to lean towards those group three critters.
So
I'm going to give him some water.
These kids may not know it, but they're using the scientific method of discovery. They're using their senses and different tools to make observations, track data, ask questions, and come up with ideas that make sense of those questions. Environmental education programs such as these are abundant in Rhode Island. They often use the city as a backdrop for learning about the natural world and set the stage for thinking about science in terms of our choices and behaviors in everyday life. Take this after-school program for middle school students, for example. The Audubon Society of Rhode Island and the Providence After School Alliance teamed up to take middle school students exploring at Roger Williams Park.
Keep walking, my ladies. We got all sorts of nature to see.
Okay, let's go, Tom.
With AmeriCorps volunteer Tom Miller leading the way, students spot something floating in a pond.
Food, water, oxygen.
A family.
How about, what do we call a place to live?
Oh, what the hell?
My friend.
More fish. Looks like the fin is broken.
Whether it's about wastewater or what organisms need to survive, programs like these share a few common goals. Not only to inspire kids to take care of the environment, but also to improve their science learning in the classroom. Kristen Swanberg heads up the education program at the Audubon Society of Rhode Island. She's also the president of the Rhode Island Environmental Education Association, or REIA for short.
Ultimately, we want to make sure that we give kids these rich learning experiences. And when you look at environmental education, it's a really hands-on, very experiential. It addresses some real-world challenges and issues that you can give kids the opportunity to engage in some science lessons, incorporating math, talking about some language arts, and really make it more multidisciplinary in that sense.
Swanberg says Rhode Island was one of the first states to have an environmental literacy plan. REIA worked closely with the State Department of Education to develop it. The report found that students perform lower in science inquiry than in any other areas on state science assessment tests. They also found science education needs to improve for underserved urban students. That's why organizations offering these environmental education programs work closely with teachers. Bridget Prescott is Save the Bay's Director of Education.
We want to make sure that they see our programming as complementary and a companion to what they're doing in the classroom that helps them achieve certain goals, achievement goals that they need to meet with their students.
For the past 12 years, the organization's Narragansett Bay Field Studies program has taken high school students to freshwater and saltwater marshes. On this day, Save the Bay instructors are on a boat to Prudence Island with an advanced science class from Central Falls High School. Laura Stanish teaches biology and environmental science at Central Falls High.
And we are lucky enough, we have partnerships with Save the Bay, Norman Bird Sanctuary, Roger Williams Park Zoo. So these programs, it provides an invaluable resource that I couldn't do on my own.
Today they're on the island to learn about the impact rising sea levels have on salt marshes and the critters who live in it. They've spread out across the salt marsh with nets and buckets. Stanish points to one of her students hunched over the edge of the marsh, looking for things like crabs and mussels.
Here's a great example of hands-on learning. Here's a student that usually will have like his head down. He's paying attention, but not really into it. And he's the first one probably to get soaking wet. Hands, he's knee-deep in the muck, looking for a new species. So this is exactly why we do this kind of experience for the kids.
One of her seniors, 18-year-old Elser Colindres, says these outdoor learning experiences have opened up his world.
You're like not just reading books, you're out in nature, observing. You're learning new things, you're learning new species. It's just a better, learning environment for students that aren't able to learn from notes and have a better understanding when they actually do stuff.
Colindre says up until junior year, he never liked science. He's never been to a salt marsh either.
To me, it makes me want to study it more in college and hopefully have a master or bachelor in environmental science, something like that.
These experiences also inspired him to go fishing for the first time. The water bugs at the 10 Mile River, the dead fish at a Roger Williams Park pond, and crabs at a salt marsh in Prudence Island have sparked a curiosity about nature in these students that educators hope will set them up to become strong science learners and stewards of the state's natural resources. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.